If you are an authorized user, click on the link to TouchNet provided in an email that was sent to you. Enter your email address, and if this is your first time logging into TouchNet, enter the temporary password provided to you in a second email. Click Log In. If you are a student, at the Smith College homepage, click on the Banner Web tab on the bottom menu bar. Enter your Smith ID and PIN number, and then click Log In. Click on the Student tab. Click on the Pay My Bill and View E-Bill box. Click Continue to connect to the TouchNet system. The screen does take a few moments to load. On the top menu bar, choose My Account. Click on Account Activity. If you have attended Smith for more than one semester, you will have a drop-down box and must choose the appropriate semester that you would like to review. This is the account detail per semester. It will show any estimated financial aid or pending credits, and also charges and payments that have been applied to your account for this semester. After reviewing your account, click the Payments tab. Under Account Payment, click on Make a Payment. Click on Current Account Balance. If you would like to pay only your statement amount due listed on the bill or any other amount, simply overwrite the amount listed in the box. Click Continue. You will now be prompted to select your payment method. If this is the first time on this site, you will have one option in the drop-down menu, Electronic Check. If you have made a payment here before, you may have a checking account nickname listed as one of your payment methods. For the purposes of this instruction, we will choose Electronic Check and click Select. On the right side of the screen, you will now need to select the account type. Checking is for personal checking accounts only. Enter the bank's 9-digit routing account number, enter your bank account number, and confirm that number, and enter the name on the account. You will be given the option to save this payment method. Click Continue. Review your payment details and the terms and conditions. Click I agree to the above terms and conditions and click on Submit Payment. Be sure to print a receipt for your records.